This Friday, two award-winning South Australian wildlife artists are joining forces for their exhibition In Conversation as a part of the Sala Festival. The exhibition opens this Friday and will run until the 26th of August. Artists Rod Bax and David Hume are here with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, guys.
Now, have the pair of you worked together before?
Yeah, we have. We had a show last year in the same venue, but we've known each other for about 30 years. So,
wow, it's a long friendship.
Yeah, we managed to get on okay, not have too many fights. And yeah, it's just generally pretty good fun.
No, I mean, you're wildlife artists. What kind of fights would wildlife artists have? You know, it seems like such a peaceful
David's,
kind of thing to
David's
do.
Not really, he's just wild. He's not really a wildlife artist. Yeah. I guess my interest is mainly the natural world and Dave likes landscapes, right, and has been involved in that in a few shows. But I don't think I've ever seen you paint a bird, have you?
In the early days I did, yeah. But I sort of move more into abstraction, into Australian landscape, and kind of went through this idea of any time an artist paints the landscape, they're painting themselves more or less, that, you know, it's about who the artist is. And then this show that we're doing, In Conversation, is sort of my conversation actually with Cézanne and the way he looked at the landscape. Rod's been down painting around Bull Lagoon in the southeast of South Australia for many, many years, and he knows that place intimately. So the way that Cézanne...
That's
really
your next show, Matisse.
Yeah, I used to be influenced more by Matisse. But the way that Cézanne sort of really critically examined the landscape, I think, is something that you know, there's something of Rod's eye in that as well, and the way he looks so closely at the land. And I think that's a sort of, you know, that's a really vital part of Rod's work, and it's something that I've becoming more and more interested in, having gone through stuff that was more abstract back and having a little bit of a reinvigoration of something that's a bit more representational.
Yeah.
Now, Rod, you're focusing on the state's wetlands in this exhibition. Why focus on that area specifically?
Oh, years ago, as a young art teacher down at Narra Court, and I guess sort of a place, I guess we had babies and we sort of became adults there. Yeah, I hadn't really been interested in the landscape at all, and then that area sort of became part of our life. And there's a bit of controversy with Bull Lagoon and hunting, and I was pretty anti that and quite shocked by what happened there. And after a while, it sort of became a bit of a ritual to sort of make sure that I recorded it properly in a way, and that sort of became a bit of a feature for many years. And so that this exhibition is a bit of a return to that, so it's in a sense nostalgic. But, yeah, seeing it in a bit of a different light too. So that's sort of been a nice journey. And it's good to look back at old work and think, oh, you were looking at it completely differently. And that's sort of what David's talking about in terms of how you might interpret something and make an observation when you're... How old are you now? When you're younger. and how you might see it now.
Yeah. I was going to say 30 because it's radio, no one can see me.
Yeah. It's a lovely one. You only look 20, Dave. Yeah.
So do you head out to the wetland with your easel and canvas and paints and go
I used
there?
To do a bit of that. These days it's sort of a bit of a record of what I've already got. I've been down there, I guess, about 4 months ago and looked at it again. And it's a nice area because it continually changes. And I think that's the nice thing about landscape, because you get the weather changes things, the look of things. And people come back and they say, I've been to that Bull Lagoon, Rod. I said, it's nothing like your pictures. And so I said, yeah, I know.
Now, is promoting conservation something you both aim to achieve in your work?
It has been something that... It depends on the work. Like, for example, I did, you know, 10 years ago a series on Lake Argyle, and I just thought it was amazing then that there would be this natural river that all of a sudden you whack a little dam there and then, woof, there's a lake that's, you know, the size of Tasmania, and all this land is just suddenly flooded. So it's not something that I'm not, you know, constantly on that theme. It's more like if the bit that I happen to be looking at, if something strikes me about, how did that happen, then I might go into it for that reason. Mm-hmm. But it's not an overriding sort of theme.
How about yourself?
Yeah,
Rob?
I'd say I'd be pretty interested in sort of following that line. I've exhibited at the Waterhouse Prize, the museum, and that sort of takes a very strong sort of conservation sort of look at the natural world. Yeah, I'd say that was a strong influence in my work. Yeah.
So what do you hope people will take from the exhibition and your works in particular?
Well, I hope they don't take the glasses that were tied, you know, for the opening. I think it could. The idea of two people, two artists, in a sense, talking about their art is really what this show's about. So the works look completely different from each other, don't they?
Yeah.
But the conversations have been ongoing. And I think that's a nice thing that someone would, if they came to the show, they'd think, oh, the guy's looking at the landscape and this guy is too, but how come they're talking to each other? They don't. The results are different, and I think that's what conversations are often about.
Well, that's the curious thing that art seems to bring forward, is how you can put two people in a similar sort of setting and they find different things about it. You know, Deb, you mentioned how you put yourself in the landscape, and that's... Or how much of you comes out of the landscape?
It's something that's really kind of, if you can't really express it that easily, and if you could, you wouldn't need to paint the pictures, if you know what I mean. So what I hope is that you can look at the work and sort of think, now what's going on here? What's the thought process that has made this person make this mark in this particular way, or choose this bit of the landscape? And look within the sort of tension between what's real and what's out there, and the way you're seeing it, the way you're choosing to represent it, that even though it gives rise to very different works in my case and Rod's case, I still think there's an essence that's similar in the way we're looking at it. And to me, that way of looking at things is a very, it's fascinating at the moment. And when I sort of started looking at the way Cezanne was looking at things, that became very, an interesting thing that sort of consumed me for the past few months. So, and the work is the result of that.
And what initially drew you to Cezanne?
Rod's revisiting Bull Lagoon, I'm revisiting Cezanne in a way, because it's one of the things that when you're first looking at artists, he's a big one, and everyone's got their own theories about him, everyone's got their own opinions, and it was really a Sunday morning, the light in the kitchen fell across a bowl of lemons, and I just thought, shit, Cezanne. And at the time, I just had my knee replaced, so I was hobbling around. I couldn't get out to the landscape. So I started having to paint little still lifes of the lemons sitting in the kitchen. And then as I could start to walk again, then I could paint landscapes again. But, so I went back and looked at all those, the things I used to think and how you look at things differently now.
When you get the other knee done, you'd be your Matisse series, and you could lie in bed painting pictures.
Yeah, luckily
collages, perhaps.
Well, there's more artists than I've got knees, so I won't run out.
Well, fair enough.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a very fascinating exhibition. So, thank you both so much for coming in today.
My pleasure.
Okay, thanks very much.
Artists Rob Bax and David Hume. The exhibition in conversation opens this Friday, 6 p.m. at the Space Between Gallery on Rundle Street.